You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, Days fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and we need to address the events coming that will see recast Gabby Hernandez out of Statesville. So either Lee Shin is alive or someone figures out that another person murdered the guy. Let's dig into which way it'll go, but first, subscribe if you have not already. So a few weeks ago, Wendy Shin said her dad was finally sounding more like himself. So I thought, oh, maybe Lee is over there and has revealed himself. But then on the most recent episode, she told Tripp Johnson that both her parents were crying. She said they were distraught after nearly losing her when they were held captive by crazy Officer Goldman, Clyde's toxic lover girl, and that coming after they lost their son. So maybe Lee hasn't revealed himself to them yet. Next week, though, Wendy and Tripp head to Hong Kong to see her parents. That's an official spoiler. And I'm just wondering if they find out something while they're away or even stumble upon him, you know? I mean, while they're across the world, Kristen DiMera and her brother Stefan DiMera are investigating Lee's murder. And they have no reason to think Lee is alive. They're just trying to find out who killed him. If you don't recall, Lee Shin messaged Gabby to come to his sister's apartment. And then when Gabby got there, remember that was still Camilla Banus in the role, she found Lee face down on the carpet with a knife in his back. Gabby, for whatever reason, pulled out the knife. And then Stefan DiMera came in and found his wife, bloody knife in hand, over the body of her ex. And then to make it worse, Wendy Shin came in, saw this messy scene, and screamed bloody murder about Lee. Literal bloody murder. When EMTs got there, Lee Shin was clinging to life, and then he died at the hospital. And then, of course, Gabby was arrested, and she's been in Statesville prison since then. And if I recall correctly, she's still awaiting trial. That happened early November 2023. That was the exit storyline for Camilla Banus. And then the NBC soap began a casting call process to find a new Gabby Hernandez. We leaked here a while ago. It'll be Sherry, not sure how she pronounces it, Jimenez in the role. And Peacock confirmed it pretty much with a recent pic of the new girl wearing one of Gabby's signature skin-tight low-cut dresses. I mean, there's no doubt who she's playing when you see the wardrobe. And we also know that new Gabby debuts in June. That's a little more, 6 to 8 weeks, depending what part of June she debuts in. And this photo had her out of jail in civilian clothes and in the kitchen of her brother Rafe Hernandez's home. So either they find the real killer and that's why she's free, or they find out Lee Shin is not even dead at all. I mean, think about it. No one had a grudge against Lee that was the level that would justify homicide. If you recall, Gabby and Stefan had won. They pressured Lee, blackmailed him into signing over all his stock rights in DiMera Enterprises to them. So they had won. The only person that had a murderous vendetta at that point was Lee Shin himself. He vowed that he would make Gabby Hernandez pay right before he was stabbed in the back. So if anybody might want him dead, maybe EJ DiMera, because Gabby and Stefan got Lee's shares and were able to tip the scales and oust EJ from the family business. So yeah, EJ might have been mad enough to stab Lee, and EJ is no stranger to violence. But killing Lee wouldn't solve EJ's problems, so that theory seems unlikely. And with absolutely no one else having a motive to murder Lee Shin, the obvious conclusion to me is he's not dead at all. And this is one big fake out set up to send Gabby to prison and rip her away from Stefan. That is definitely the kind of revenge that Lee would want. And NBC just leaked a huge hint that Lee is not dead. So there is, they were just shooting earlier this month, the milestone 15,000th episode of Days of Our Lives. Amazing, right? That's going to air December 3rd, and it's set to coincide with Doug Williams' funeral and a tribute to the legendary Bill Hayes. There's going to be a bunch of episodes going on right around that time. And if you look in the top row of all the actors present and filming the iconic episode that showed up for this photo shoot, right there is Remington Hoffman, the actor who plays Lee Shin. Top row. So that's a clear sign he was filming, because all the other actors in the photo were all confirmed to be filming at the time. However, I just wonder if Remington was back to work and filming a while before this. And the reason I ask and the reason I think this is because that episode is for December and Gabby is out of prison and home by June. So maybe Lee's fake death scheme is uncovered before then and he's just still on the scene shooting the daytime drama. So I do suspect he was filming for a while, but that remains to be seen. What's coming soon, though, is the unraveling of the whole murder mystery. I don't think it's a whodunit. I think it's more of a whydunit and a howdunit. The who killed Lee Shin is kind of a two-part answer, and I suspect it was Dr. Wilhelm Rolf that put that knife in Lee Shin's back. But, and this is important, I suspect Lee asked him to do it because he couldn't put a knife in his own back and it couldn't look like suicide. And you know, Lee and Rolf had been working closely together for years. Remember, it was Lee that arranged for Rolf to keep Stefan's heartless corpse alive all these years. And of course, you'll remember that Stefan's heart went into Julie Williams, but Rolf kept his body in stasis. And then when his twin Jake Lambert died, they put his twin's heart in Stefan. So the bottom line was Lee was funding Rolf's twisted research. And no, they weren't the best of friends. They weren't bowling buddies, but they had a business arrangement that worked very well for both of them for years. You may also recall, at the time of Lee's alleged murder, Dr. Rolf was in Salem. He was getting ready to escape on his submarine. So just this is how I think it went down. I think Lee went to Rolf and said, I'll give you a pile of money for your six science projects. And in exchange, he said, stab me in the back, kill me, sneak in the hospital, revive me, resurrect me, and then load me on the submarine and let's leave town on the sly and leave Gabby holding the bag as a murder suspect. The timing was perfect. Lee texted Gabby and she came over. So that left time for Rolf to stab Lee and then creep out of the apartment just before Gabby could show up, pick up the knife, and be blamed. They might have even set it up to ensure that Wendy would arrive not long after Gabby did. That way, she would be found at the scene of the crime by someone who would definitely report it. And of course, that's what Lee's sister did. So with this confirmation that Remington Hoffman is back on set filming, it makes sense to me that Rolf is the reason Lee survived and isn't dead, isn't murdered. I mean, short of an angelic miracle, Rolf is the reason everybody cheats death in Salem. He's the only reason, pretty much. Wait to see, but I suspect Stefan and Kristen's investigation to exonerate Gabby and bring in the new recast is going to lead them right to the Demerara mad scientist. We'll see how it goes. Drop your comments. Let me know what you think happened. Come back soon. We are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.